Don't let someone steal your great idea. Register a domain name now and put your idea online. GoDaddy is offering one new or transfer.com for the low price of $2.95. Whether you're building your dream business or starting a website for fun, visit GoDaddy.com and enter WWC295 at checkout. It's go time. Some limitations apply. See website for details. Again, the code is WWC295. Get it? Because it's like watch what crappens, 295, because it's $2.95 for whatever you're going to buy. Well, it has to be a new .com or
transfer. Oh, I just got that. I'm
yeah,
glad you explained
isn't that so,
it.
So original. Why don't you just start a website about how original that deal is? So everyone, GoDaddy.com, WWC295, and you get a new or transfer.com for the low price of $2.95. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. It's when there's so much that happens. Watch what happens. Oh, well, watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Everybody, welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all the crap we love to talk about on Bravo. I'm Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com, and I'm joined by Ben Mandelker of B-Side Blog. Hello there, you handsome little devil.
Oh, why, thank you, Ronnie. You just lifted my day right on up.
You can find Ben on the internets at bsideblog.com. That's where his recaps, food reviews, etc. are. You can also find him on all social media outlets at bsideblog. That includes Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Vine, Tinder,
yeah,
OkCupid,
no,
Grindr, Scruff.
I'm actually very proud to say I'm no longer on Tinder, Grindr, or OkCupid.
Oh, yeah, Ben's married now. He's married now. And you can find me, Ronnie Karam, K-A-R-A-M, on the internet at TrashTalkTV.com. It's a really funny recap site. A lot of great recappers right now. And our Bravo recappers specifically are killing it right now. Dear Krabby on the Game of Crowns, hilarious. Alejandro, Real Housewives of OC. Everybody's doing great. Real Housewives of New York is really funny this year. And, of course, Chick Bomb is back with Real Housewives of New Jersey. So come check those guys out. You can find me on social media at Ronnie Karam on Twitter, on Facebook. I mean, I don't do anything on Facebook. Instagram. You can also find me on Trash Tweet TV on whatever. Who cares? Go to YouTube to watch my Big Brother in 2 Minutes videos. It's Trash Talk TV, T-E-E-V-E-E. That's enough of that because...
They're really funny.
Just Google. If you want to go on Instagram for Trash Talk TV for recaps and stuff, just Google Instagram Trash Talk TV. Okay? Let's just all use Google more, and then we can shut up at the beginning of podcasts.
And come to our Facebook page. Did you mention that?
Oh, yeah. Come to our Facebook page. It's super fun. We're both on it right now, talking, reading you guys. It's Facebook.
We are reading you guys. We are reading. We're going to read you. We're going to find out what's up with all of you. We're going to say it. We're going to say that right now.
Hell yeah, we're about to read you.
I'm gonna read you on there. So Antoinette far. Marie, you better look out. I am coming for you.
Just yeah, Antoinette Marie, ooh, you're gonna get raped.
Siobhan O'Brien, I am reading you.
I'm gonna read you like Gone Girl.
Yeah. Oh, you know that Tammy Plain. She's a real problem. I'm reading her. I'm reading her all day long.
Yeah, you guys come there to discuss shows on the nights that they're happening. We have discussion threads there. And then on the day that we tape, on Wednesdays, we have another discussion for whatever you guys want to talk about. And you guys are on fire, as usual. We just posted this 45 minutes ago, and there's a lot of damn comments here, and they are hilarious. So let's get on with the show now. Oh, and on Twitter, we're at What Crappens. Okay, let's get on with the shit now.
Yeah,
there is a lot of stuff happening this week. A lot of ladies being mean to each other. I was at Wells Fargo today taking care of some business, and the Russian lady was acting like she gives a shit because they're like salesmen at banks now. I don't know what they're trying to sell.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I know.
She's like, "What do you do?" And I told her I write like Real Housewives recaps and stuff. And she's like, "Oh, I watched one, but that's the only time I ever watched it." And I was like, "Well, here's every episode for you." She didn't come to my party. What a bitch. Oh, that girl at my party was so mean to me. Oh, look what she brought to my party. Oh, let's have a party. That's that whole show. And this week was no different. Jesus.
Yeah. Jesus. Well, are we starting with OC then? Is that what I'm
Sure, let's hearing? Do it.
David. A little out of order. David. 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 David.
David, thanks so much for sticking up for me, David. I really appreciate it, David. David, do you want to go to Bali, David?
The airport, be sure not to linger too long in it because the rays are going to kill all your cells, David.
David, don't walk through that machine, David. It's going to scan your body. Everyone's going to see your penis, and you might get herpes from their eyes, David.
David, when you go to Italy, make sure don't have any pasta, okay, David? Because that pasta, it comes from materials that come from the ground, David, and that's dangerous. David.
Yeah, Shannon. Wow. Looney Tunes. Okay, so where do you want to start?
Well, why don't we start with, let's start with, like, Lizzie, because she's so fun and exciting, and, you know, she's so mesmerizing that just everyone was, like, just they were knocking on the door of that party bus trying to get in.
Poor thing. I mean, she is totally the example of, but it was my party, but no one came to my party, but what is my party?
Let me tell you something, that definitely sucked for her, because when I first moved to Los Angeles, I didn't know anyone, and I was a PA on a TV show. And, I want the temp agency that just turned me down because I didn't have enough office experience to know that, yes, I worked in an office as a PA. There was a woman named Trisha who worked in the office, too. And she was we got along. She was sort of like this middle-aged, passive-aggressive, sad sack of a woman. But she was like my only friend because I was new to the city. And she was like, I'm having a big birthday party. It's going to be at Howl at the Moon at the Universal City Walk. So I didn't know what any of these things meant. I went. I was the only one who showed up for her party.
Oh, that's so sad. What is wrong with people?
And they were stupid because she was friends with the bartender, so I had free Long Island iced teas all night long.
Oh, that's nice. And classy.
That's back when I was, you know, 22 and drinking Long Island iced teas.
Yeah, that's some classiness.
Yeah.
Well, this Real Housewives of OC has caused a lot of shit this week, which is awesome. Caitlin McKay posted some really fun stuff on our Facebook. Let me try and look this up. But so one of the things was, you know, Tamara calling, not ever calling to say she's not coming to the party. I mean, it really hurt. Well, what's her buns, bimbo faces feelings.
Well, but that is bad etiquette. If you're not coming, you should say so.
Well, Tamara basically went on Facebook and had a fucking cow. She said, I submitted my Bravo blog, but here are a few facts that I'm sure Bravo will take out of my blog when they post it.
But what were the
then
facts? Sophie was sick.
This is from Reality T, by the way. So if I misspell, it's because they don't have a spell checker there.
Yeah.
If I misspeak, it's because I don't have a spell checker.
If you misspell your thoughts.
If I misspell as I speak, that's why.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious coming from me because we don't have one at Trash Talk TV either. So Lord knows what you're reading. Sometimes recaps are just turned in on napkins. I just scan them in.
There's no such thing as spell check anymore, but yeah. I mean, how could you ask for a spell check when we litter all of our sentences with like colons and dashes and hyphens and say it's a smiley face?
Totally.
LOL.
You know those things on Facebook that are like, can you read this? And they're like all backwards words. We just know how to read through misspellings now.
Actually, you know what my favorite thing is? Is that when you type in something on Facebook like, ha, 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 or like you say like, Lord, or something. You write something that like in a crazy spelling. And then Facebook says like, would you like to see the translation? Like, oh, wow. I actually wrote something in a different language. Or at least Facebook thinks.
Oh, God. There's a picture of Nene Leakes' humanity here. Sorry. Don't go to Reality T. Just don't see that. Tamara took aim at the producers. One, production knew my daughter was sick and I could not make it to Lizzie's birthday party. They asked me to wait until the cameras were up in the limo to let Lizzie know. Then they had her call me and say, how rude that you didn't call me.
I believe that, actually.
I do, too. But, bitch, you're on a reality show. Like, that's just how it works. You don't get to, like, come defend yourself and blame editing every time it doesn't work out for you, okay? Like,
that's
editing
true,
has saved your ass so many times this season.
That's true.
First of all, they've saved you, period, because you're still on it. If I was in that room, I would have cut your ass on the floor the second that baby showed up at your doorstep. Okay, two, as soon as Vicky and Shannon found out I was not going, they both called me. Yes, me and Shannon were friendly, even though they make it out that we are not at this point. Just a few days prior, we were rock climbing together. Shannon told me she was sick, too, and was told by producers that she had to go. I told her that that was not right, and she needed to be strong with them.
David, that's a...
So now you're basically not only not going to her party, but you're standing up for someone else not going. So you're actually being kind of more of an asshole in this post than you were on the show. 3. Vicky was pissed that she had to go alone. She told me she did not want to go hang out with Dumb and Dumber, referring to Lizzie and Danielle.
Right.
She asked me how she could get out of going. I jokingly said, tell production you have a yeast infection. It's not like anyone's going to check. Vicky ended up going 2 hours late.
Oh, Jesus.
But at least she went. And at least she said she liked Lizzie and didn't call her Dumb and Dumber. It's not like before she was pretending that she didn't hate her. She wasn't being that fake. I never told Vicky I did not want to go to the party, but I did tell her that we don't usually go out when we have the kids, blah, blah, blah. I have no words for Vicky. She was so nice to my face and talked so much crap behind my back. Then cries, Tamara ruined Brooks' reputation. No, Brooks ruined his own reputation when he was recorded by your son-in-law calling you names and saying you needed to be beat.
She's right.
6. Brianna knew about Brooks and disliked him years before I ever met him. No, I did not persuade your daughter to not like Brooks. Okay, so that's 6. That's like a BuzzFeed article. They're like,
I know, this is a great listicle.
Tamara's pissed off about
Tamara's. Maybe like 6 things that you won't believe Tamara's mad about.
Yeah, little rat faced Tamara. And you know, next week she breaks down and says, in the previews, she says, you're just jealous because Brooks wants to fuck me. I'm like, whoa, yeah. Whoa, what?
I bet that's out of context. I bet that's a joke. And I bet that Bravo's using it as a teaser.
Maybe, but Tamara seems to be going a little kazooky.
This
and
is
remember,
gonna be...
she's going to run out of a party screaming, you'll never see me again.
That's true. That's true.
So who knows?
I know. I'm still thinking about Tamara. The Tamara BuzzFeed listicles. Like, here are 10 things from the 80s that Tamara loves. You'll never believe the 13th thing that Tamara loves on this list.
Jelly shoes.
I actually went onto BuzzFeed, by the way, this week, not to get off tangent, and it was this thing that's like, this thing from The Little Mermaid will change the way you see the movie forever. So I don't know why I clicked on it, because I didn't care, but I clicked, and I was like looking, and it was like, well, we all know Ariel, and so there's like a gif of Ariel, and then there's like, and then we all know Ursula, and there's a picture of Ursula, and then there's this guy, and then there's this guy, and it was like, and then the very end, it was like, and if you look, in this scene, Ariel's not wearing shoes, but then when they cut back to her, she is wearing shoes. And I was like, did I just really read this entire article?
Oh, fuck them. The shoes.
And it was like all filler. Like all this stuff beforehand was filler. I was like,
That is totally that site. I love the Onion one, Clickhole, that makes fun of BuzzFeed. That one's really funny.
Oh, I know. You know, that being said, if BuzzFeed wants to hire me, I am ready to work.
I applied there. They looked at all my samples and they were like, no. So,
like, here are 13 reasons why. But meanwhile, this is the same site that, do you remember the post they did with that was like here are like 27 thing like crazy things about plants that you didn't know. And they're like, you know that pineapples grow like on stalks. You know that bananas grow upside down. I was like, oh, they said, do you know that avocados grow on trees? I was like, I'm not making jokes. This is actually this. It was actually like it was like the editor was like Tamara Barney. Like if Tamara,
you know that you could use an uncoiled paper clip to clean out your pipe. Wow, thanks a lot, BuzzFeed. Smoke it up, idiots.
Tamara, okay. Was like her brain is like blowing up. She's like, oh my god, all these things I never knew.
13 reasons Eddie's going to leave Tamara before she's 60. When Lizzie said that she was 34, I almost fell off my chair. Do you believe that?
No, I don't. I you know, I've said it before. I like Lizzie. I just think that she's boring. I also don't believe that she's 34.
Yeah, me neither. Thank you.
Thank you.
Because that's younger than me. And I was like, bitch, no. Sorry.
It's younger than me, too.
Okay, so back to these housewives. We've just watched 10 hours of them. We should be talking about them.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right. So no one showed up for Lizzie's party except for Vicky. And then they went to the writer's room down the street here in Hollywood and had like a boring dinner. So that was that.
And I was like, why did you travel all the way to L.A. to do that?
I know. Like, why did – and, you know, by the way, poor Danielle. They didn't even show her at the dinner and she apparently was there.
Well, she was obviously there really late. I mean, if Vicky was 2 hours late.
Vicky was 2 hours late, and then on top of that, they had to go up to L.A.? Jesus.
Yeah, then that girl, stupid Danielle girl, must have been there, like, crazy late.
Ugh.
She must have been, like, the next morning. but that was rude. That was rude, but you know what? That Lizzie girl, it's like her second party in 2 weeks, like, and your first one was dreadful. No one showed up because they were afraid of all the fucking fluorescent lighting you'd probably have there.
Yeah, and honestly, everyone knows the rule about parties, that if you basically have like a second party within like a month of your first party, no one's going to show up to the second one. People feel like they've already put in their time.
Yeah, it's almost like you're going to try and sell something. It's going to be a Tupperware party or some shit.
Yeah, Lizzie, why don't you know these
Lizzie.
Lizzie. So then let's see what else. Speaking
She's
of
like,
party-
what, I don't have any friends? I'm like, no, you don't. And it's sad because they're all your castmates. Don't you have friends from like other places? Like,
I know.
Other moms?
That's what I was thinking. But then let's see. So what else happened? So then in Shannon's world, her daughter is going off to Italy with her husband. She was chaperoning a school trip. And Shannon basically packed made her daughter pack like a whole crate of holistic remedies for like energy healing and I don't know, ridiculousness. This is where Shannon and I, this is where I feel like Shannon is not as relatable. When she's like, oh, here's a crystal for when you're feeling bloated on the plane. David.
Yeah, that was a bit much. That poor girl's going to get on the no-flight list. They're going to be like, Jesus, you can't bring a pharmacy on the plane? All right, here's a root for when you're bloated, and here's a flower for when you want to cry. And then when the sun comes up, be sure to take this guava seed and put it up your bum hole. It's like, Jesus, Lee,
I know.
Back down.
If you can't hear the in-flight entertainment because there's too much surrounding noise, just take this orange zest and it will help your hearing. David, why don't you hand her the shrub?
Why don't I have anything written down for Real Housewives of Orange County? I think I just enjoyed it so much. I wrote Real Housewives of Orange County, but then there's just a triangle next to it. I don't know what that means.
The other thing that happened was that Heather decided, you know, this was one of those episodes where Heather tried to position herself as being fun in a certain way. So she decided that she was going to have a Valentine's party at the St. Regis. So it was kind of funny because Heather's reading from this book. She's like, what's a Dirty Sanchez? And it was just funny to hear her talk about Dirty Sanchez's. But she had this party at the St. Regis, and then people showed up. Lizzie called out Tamara for not showing up on time, and Tamara acted all shocked, as if Tamara is not the queen of calling out people at all times.
You know, but it always bugs me when a newbie does that because – I mean, I make fun of Lizzie, obviously, but I don't hate her. She seems like a nice girl. I mean, she won't be cast for next year, but at least she can leave with her dignity.
Right.
So when she tries to pull that shit just to be a part of the show, I really don't like it. It's like there's a bunch of people standing around and...
Well, she also
does
it
party, and it's like, well, I'm going to confront you in front of everybody right now and then just pout a lot and make you feel terrible. Like,
yeah, she's sort of like... And she does it in a half-ass way. She's like, well... I don't know. I just didn't think it was like that cool that, you know, you didn't show up. I just thought it was kind of rude. And you're
and
like,
Vicky told me you didn't want to come. It's like now you're bringing the only person who was nice enough to show up to your party.
Yeah.
You're putting her in the middle of a Tamara, you know,
clusterfuck
storm or whatever.
Yeah. I also thought it was funny when they were asking these like questions around the table and they were like, do you do anal? And then they cut to Danielle and her gay husband, Joe. And he's sort of sitting there like looking down at his bread plate.
Yeah, he's like, and Danielle, in the steam room at the gym.
Yeah. And Danielle sort of, she was like, no, you know, she's like, I don't do anal and I don't do anything else for that matter.
Yeah. She's like, I don't do anal, but I let him do whatever he wants as long as he doesn't bring it home.
She's like, I mean, like I do anal on him if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, exactly.
Get my strap on.
Danielle, I don't know. What's she doing there?
I don't know. She sort of like whines slightly. She's pretty.
If you paid me $1 million to name one thing she said this entire time, I couldn't say it.
Well, Tamara did say that she would pose nude for $1 million, so we have
Bitch, you were the one fucking your husband in a bathtub with your gigantic implants 2 seasons ago. What are you talking about? You did that shit for free. Shut up.
Yeah, exactly. let's see. What else? Oh, the other thing is that... Heather and Tamara decided that they were going to, you know, just spontaneously decided that they were going to go to Bali. There was no influence from the producers whatsoever.
Yeah, that was all from Google Images.
Yeah, they just looked at Google Images and were like, let's go. So then they were like, let's invite everyone, but then maybe let's not invite Shannon. And then maybe we'll like, or maybe let's like approach Shannon and be like, you can come, but no outbursts allowed. So again, they're gas.
They're like, let's get together with her. And if she apologizes to us, then she can come. Like, what? kind of lunch is that going to be?
And it actually was like a pretty, like, whatever. Like, basically, she was like, I don't know why our relationship's like this. I don't want it to be like this, David. Heather.
Well, I think someone told her, if you're not on the group trip, you're not going to be in the next season. So do whatever you got to do, then tell them off on the trip.
Yeah.
Because Tamara will be told off on that trip. You know that's coming.
Yeah, that's why Tamara's going to go running away.
Yeah.
Because actually, that's where the season's going. This is why it's a great season, because, you know, it starts first as, you know, Heather's the bad guy, and then it becomes that Heather's really the bad guy, and then everyone suddenly realizes, wait, Tamara's the fucktard here, so they're all going to go after her.
Yeah. And she deserves it. It's about damn time.
She does. But she will be, you know, I mean, you can see that she's already turning against Shannon, you know, because she got caught lying to Shannon. And she doesn't really want to apologize. She hates the feeling of being the one who's caught. So now she's turning against Shannon, making Shannon the crazy one. So that way Tamara doesn't have to feel bad about being the way she is.
Yeah, they're totally uncool with that. And I love that they're doubling down on the gaslighting.
Like, yeah.
Well, you know, I don't want her to have a break. So wrong. But, you know, they're right. She is kind of loony. I mean, if you look at it from their side... I can see how she would be loony, even though they know that she's not. They're just bitches, but
yeah,
it's still very fun for me. And her showing up like, yeah, I don't understand why we can't get along. I'm a good person, and I really want to be your friend. So hopefully this is it, and we can just move along. And Heather's like, do you think it's possible that the spirituality of Bali and, you know, we can be on the same cycle? I'm like, listen, bitch, the last thing we need is for you all to be on the same cycle.
Yeah.
All right. If ballet is going to put you all on the same period, no thank you. You're bad enough as it is. What an awful thing to be known for. Come to ballet with your friends and get on the same cycle. Ew, no. Let's spread that shit out, okay?
Oh, my goodness. I couldn't agree more.
David. So David, what else happened on Real Housewives of Orange County? It's kind of like just a slow build, right, to whatever's coming up.
Nothing really happened. I'm trying to think, did Terry do anything? Did he say anything?
The best part was Vicky when she showed up at that restaurant for that lunch or whatever. She's like, hey, you! And she smiled, which means she squints and juts out her top row of fake teeth like a Pez dispenser, and I died because that's the only thing that moves on her. Like, those teeth come out of her mouth and she squints and like kind of shakes her head a little bit.
Yeah,
and
I know exactly
what happens. It's hilarious.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's really funny. That was the best thing. Oh, and Lizzie being like, oh, Brooks gets a bad rap, he's such a good guy. Oh,
There were, by the way, a lot of flashbacks this episode, which I like too. There were even flashbacks from within the own episode. But I liked at one point, I guess Tamara was defending that, was saying that she doesn't get crazy, or she doesn't, or maybe Vicky said, you know, we all have our moments, and they cut to Tamara throwing wine in Gina's face.
Yeah, it's none of your business, batch.
Tamara is truly the worst. She's a vile person.
Tamara is vile, and it's so fun watching her this year because she looks like... Okay, if you freeze frame on the part in The Wizard of Oz where the witch gets water thrown on her, that's basically Tamara's face this season, first of all. So she looks terrible, and she's just acting terrible, and she's getting called out, and her own husband is like, just go to bed, babe.
She looks like if someone took a Michael Myers mask and then someone else wanted it and they're playing tug of war on it and it got stretched out a little bit. That's what she looks like.
Yeah, she looks like a raisin that you put in a glass of water to like make it look like a grape again, but it just never can.
She looks like one of those things from the sea. What are those things called again? The horseshoe crab? She sort of looks like a horseshoe crab that's been stepped on.
I think she looks like I got a blister on my thumb from a fire, and after a few days I got sick of it and I wanted to see what it tasted like, so I bit the tip off and I like stuff came out of it, and then she looked like what the skin looked like after that.
She looks like if you made like an apple pie with like a crust on top and then you poked two holes and then made like a little smile in the crust. That's what she looks like.
I think she looks like one of those children's balloons on their birthday that you let it go, and as it gets closer and closer to the sun, it starts freaking out. That's what she looks like.
it's freaking out. Oh, that's good.
Okay, so what else on there? That's it.
Nothing else. That's it. New show.
Okay, bye, OC. We'll see you next time. Be crazier, please, because if Lizzie has another party, I'm going to fucking shoot somebody in the face.
Yeah. Okay, so what show do you want to talk about next?
David? Let's talk about... Or David. What? Let's talk about New Jersey, because that was another one where not really a whole lot happened.
But there was still some funny stuff. Okay, first of all, this Amber girl with her cancer, it's cracking me up. Okay, she's like, oh, well, you know, like, everything's cancer. She's like, oh, do we need some more orange juice? Oh, well, you know, when I had the cancer, I really needed the orange juice all the time, you know?
God. Okay, Amber's cancer is like Heather's guest stint on Malibu Country.
I know.
It's like her resume. It's like, what have you done? I had cancer. I had the cancer. It's like, how does that qualify you to work at Target? Because there's people with cancer. There's wigs here, right? There's barrettes. I used to have to put barrettes in the wig that I had when I had cancer. Does that count?
I mean, everything. I mean, I understand.
People with cancer need comfortable shoes at a discounted price. So there, I'm qualified.
I mean, it's hilarious. I mean, not to fast forward too much to Game of Crowns, but it's also funny because on Game of Crowns, Vanessa is also doing the same thing. And she even said, like, that her platform is breast cancer, and I want to make people know that they don't have to be defined by their cancer. And I'm like, bitch, that's exactly what you're doing. That's, you just said your platform is cancer. That's, there's no better way to do it. There's nothing wrong with being defined by your cancer. You know, I think being a cancer survivor is, like, a truly amazing thing, and it's wonderful. But like,
she
but
said,
like,
I don't want to be defined by my cancer. That's her platform. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, there's a line between, you know, being a proud survivor and, you know, doing your thing, and that's excellent. And then just making that when you were bringing everything over to the cancer, it actually makes it seem like, oh, you actually kind of want to just make people feel not sorry for you, but you just want to talk about yourself, actually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, when she's like, I feel so sorry for your husband and you because of your problems with your kids. It's like when I had the cancer. It's like, it's not anything like that. Okay? He defrauded like a million people.
Exactly.
He's going to jail and he's going to get butt raped for a long time. Okay? It is not the same as breast cancer. Okay?
Yeah.
If so there... only we could eradicate that fucker with a little chemo.
I know, exactly. You know, there were two things that were going on in this episode of New Jersey. One, was the cancer. Three things. One was that Melania is so out of control. It's like not charming. You're a butthole. You shut up now. No, how about you shut up, you little girl? Why don't you go to military school? How about that? You know, like I'm sure she's really like, it's not charming. She is actually a spoiled brat.
You know that little brat is walking around selling like pee as lemonade, like just like defrauding people, just like her father.
Yeah, I mean she's a brat, and she's like, you're giving me anxiety. You're giving me anxiety, Melania. Like, how about show some discipline? How about here's where Amber does get some credit. The Amber and her husband, they do discipline their kids, and you know what? Their kids are little angels. I'll say it.
For now, give them time. Look at Melissa's kids. They were cute. Now look at that little girl's a little diva too. Now,
well. I don't know. I still think her kids are – either way, they're all better than Teresa's kids. And, you know, especially Melania. Melania is out of control, and it's not something to be proud of. Like, it's not something to be like, oh, my Melania, which, again, not to fast forward too much to Game of Crowns, but same issue there with Isabella.
With her new song, LOL.
LOL, he's laughing now.
We'll get
someone
to that. That was
the other day. I'm trying to find it. Olivia Hayes tweeted me the other day, Melania is awful. Why doesn't Teresa discipline her? And I wrote back, you remember that Teresa's the one that flipped the table, right? Like, hello?
Yeah,
what kind
exactly.
of discipline is she going to give her? And she's also the one who is probably going to jail.
Yeah, I mean, she's the one who at the moment is making it seem like she's been victimized by humanity when she was a co-conspirator in a fraud case. Like, she doesn't know up from down. She doesn't know what proper behavior is. Like, she has no idea what is right and wrong.
Yeah. They're the worst. I can't wait to see Joe go to jail.
So, yeah, and again, there was more this episode where they were like, you know, what they're going through, what they're, you know, and so to get to point number two of what was happening this episode was that Amber's husband, whose name I don't remember, his name is probably Joe also, he was invited out to a guy's night with like Vito and this other guy who's like one of the twins' boyfriends, and Joe Gorga and Joe Giudice and, you know, Rosie and the other one. And so this guy was like, no, I'm not going out because A, those guys always get into fights with each other and I don't want to be around that. And B, because I run a bank and I do mortgages and this guy's been indicted on mortgage fraud and I can't be associated with that. Like,
well, and even more specifically, he works with the DA.
Right, which is what comes out next week, right?
Well, so, he said that this week.
Oh, he did say it this week? Yeah, I mean,
that he works with the DA.
Oh, yeah, you're right, the prosecutor. And you know what? He's 100% right. Like, someone here actually has a sense of, like, of, I don't know what the word is. But, you know, but...
Reality?
Not reality, but, like...
Decency?
Not standards.
Morals?
Or, yeah, it's not even about morals. It's just, like, knowing...
Professional, like, standards?
Yeah. Yeah. All of the above. Yeah, but there's one word that sums it all up.
There's a lot of adjectives, or there's a lot of things we don't see on this show.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, I mean, I'm totally on his side. So then, I think is it Teresa's boyfriend or Nicole's boyfriend, whichever. He goes and he tells when the Joes are like,
start shit.
Yeah. And when the Joes are like, hey, why isn't so and so? He could have been like, oh, well, he's sick or he's, you know, whatever. Like, he's tired. He couldn't make it. He had a business meeting, whatever. He's like, oh, well, he didn't want to be around you guys because you guys are always fighting all the time, which is like the worst thing to say. And then they're like, ah, he's a prick. He's a prick. Whatever. So then I believe this gets back to Melissa, right?
Yes. Because...
It gets back to Melissa, yes, because then she's like, well, I don't like that. Like, here Amber's saying she wants to be my best friend, and then her husband's talking shit about my family. And then it's like – well, actually, your family, this is true. The Joes do always fight, and they cause mayhem. And so he's not talking shit. He's actually just being someone who wants to hang out with, like, polite society.
What?
Polite society.
That's all I heard. You're like, polite society. And then
no, I had, like, one of those weird, like, burps that came up as I was talking, and I was like, polite society. I was like, I had to, like,
Bab, help me.
Help me. Matt, oh, well, you know Peter, he has burps all the time. Oh, well, you know.
Oh, well, you know Peter.
Oh, well, you know Peter.
He only burped because his brother was in an accident, and he got so stressed out he ate some Cheetos. And then it made him burp. Oh, you know Peter. You know, he didn't mean it. He was just growing.
Peter. Well, you know Peter, he, like, you know, he doesn't own a bank, but he likes to talk about the bank a lot, so he can't hang out with him either. He is like, oh, you know Peter, like, when he was a child, he used to, for his, to type letters, he would use Bank Street Pro on his Apple 2GS. So, like, you know, he's not like a banker, but he used a program that had bank in it. So, like, he can hang out with Joe Giudice.
Yeah, well, you know, Peter used to play Monopoly, and he didn't like the time when you could pass go and get $200 because he was like, fuck that. I can go to the bank because I own it. I can steal it. I don't need no $200. You know, because he's, like, enterprising.
Oh, well, you know, Peter, he, like, you know, he just saw a movie with, like, Elizabeth Banks in it. So it's like, you know, he really can't be hanging out with Joe Giudice, you know.
One time there was these people and they were making spray paint things on the street and they looked like different things. And I was like, oh, my God, that guy's called Banksy. Oh, my God, Peter's going to love him.
And, like, ever since then, Peter's like, no, well, I can't, you know, I can't look at Banksy and then go hang out with Joe Giudice. I mean, and I understand it, too. You know, he's like an artist.
Yeah.
Like, Peter's an artist, and I don't know about
that. I like Banksy, so I can't hang out with Joe Giudice. So, Joe Giudice. Okay, yeah. So, they're in a store. First of all, Amber and these twins are fucking retards. Both, all yes. Three of them. Let's just get that out of the way now. Sorry to say retards, because I know retards are usually really nice and probably listening to this show
that's
right
pejorative,
now.
And I, yes, yeah.
Sorry, guys. I meant it in the.
And I did say fucktard earlier, so I apologize. It's not even my.
Fucktard's different. I don't think that's a real thing.
Don't you love when people say that's not even in my vocabulary? I don't even know why I said that.
It's like, yeah, you just said it.
I did say it.
Yeah, actually, I just. A woman. I was with friends, and a woman was going on a rant the other day, and she's like, I'm not racist, but the fucking Jews. I was like, yeah, well, that's, you know.
Anti-Semitic.
Racist. Yeah. So, anyway, so those girls are all nuts, and they're all doing whatever they can to make drama. Amber has nothing going on yet, and everything is like, ugh, what? Oh, my God, what? I'm like, she needs to calm down, first of all, because she's already serious, and nothing's happened.
And she's a public figure. I mean, you can't just be in those commercials and then act like that.
Yeah, did you see that hair flip she did? Her famous hair flip?
Now. That's her line. Sorry. When's a good time to invest? Now.
I love that when she's talking to Melissa. So she has this lunch with Melissa, and she's like, you know, I want to get past the problems, but, you know, it really hurt me when you said that you didn't know I had the cancer. I was like, oh, my God. Melissa's like, can we just get past this, please? Like, she wouldn't play into it, which was hilarious. But she's like, so what's been going on with you? What's been going on since we've seen each other? And she's like, well, you know, I'm an actor now.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've done some commercials. I'm like, bitch, please.
I know. Like Meryl Streep over here.
Yeah.
Meryl Streep with bad blush.
And a really bad green screen. She's like, I've been doing some commercials. Yeah. And, you know, this whole thing, those women libbers. Like, you know, I mean, I get it. You know, have a job outside the house. That's great. But, you know, it's just not for me.
Meanwhile, this is the same woman who on the season premiere said that, you know, some women try to find their success by, you know, through the marriage route, like Melissa. But I went to Columbia. No, well, you may have gone to Columbia, but you just said that you don't want a job. So enough of that.
Yeah, and your success is through your husband route. He's putting you in commercials.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Over yourself, lady.
And then I love how she even brought the commercials thing back to Kansas. She's like, you know, I'm in commercials, but like, you know, if you, let's say this. Let's say you had cancer. If you had cancer, what would you do? Would you follow the singing or would you go with your family? And then she's like, Melissa's like, well, my family, of course. And then she's like, yeah, so that's what I did. I went with the family and, you know, I gave a lot of my acting opportunities.
Oh, my so, God. So yes. Now the fact that she doesn't have an Oscar yet is because she chose her family when she had breast cancer. Like, who's going to say – that's like the worst question. I hate people like that. Like, what are you going to choose? Say this so I can talk about my cancer some more. Oh, actually, I would choose my career. If I had breast cancer, I would get my ass out there and try go on as many auditions as I can. Like, who's going to say that, you fucking moron? Stop asking questions, Amber.
Yeah.
Who even got Amber on this show? Me no likey.
She even brought the hair flip thing. She's like, oh, the hair flip is my signature thing. I mean, even when I was bald with the cancer, you know, I'd be like, how am I going to do a flip when I don't have any hair because of the cancer?
Well, if she ever gets divorced, she can sue CoverGirl.
Yeah. Maybe she's
money.
Born with it.
Yeah.
That's.
Maybe she's born with the cancer.
I know. That's what I was about to say. Maybe it's cancerine. Just Amber. We're making fun of Amber. We're not making fun of cancer.
Yeah, we're not making fun of cancer. Don't get all pissed off, everybody, okay? Unless you're the person who says that you had the cancer 20 times a day and you're feeling really offended right now and you're like, these guys don't know what it's like to have breast cancer. Fuck them. I'm going to go on Facebook and tell Ronnie to fuck off. Listen, if you're talking about it 10 times a day, you're the asshole here, all right? Let this be a warning to you.
Yeah,
calm down. Everyone in your life is annoyed with you. God saved you. Thank the Lord. Thank everybody. And go help other survivors. And shut the fuck up on reality TV.
You know, there actually once was a very funny episode of Andy Richter Controls the Universe where John Cryer played this, like, supervisor in the little company. And he had cancer or something like that. And all he did was use it to, like, be, like, the worst boss ever. Like, anytime, like, he would make all these unreasonable requests. He's like, well, I have cancer. And they're like, ah! The whole episode was them trying to be like, maybe he doesn't have cancer. And they were, like, trying to get it. And they find out he really did have cancer. They're like, damn it!
Well, that's like Michael J. Fox on any show he's on now. Okay? He got his own show, and it's all about having Parkinson's. And he's
by the way,
a good
same...
wife, and it's all about using Parkinson's.
Yeah.
To
but the difference is that he actually has it. And so it's like he...
Oh, well, that's
and, like,
true,
you yeah. can't... He does have it. And, like, there's no way to, like, ignore it because it's, like, at that state. So they have to address it. So I'm okay with
it. He's not obnoxious about it. He's really funny. They've made this whole thing in The Good Wife about it. He's, like, the biggest villain on The Good Wife. And he keeps screwing everybody over. But then every time he gets called on it, he'll, like, twitch. He'll be like, but it's my conditions.
See, that's good. That's funny. See, Amber's not like that.
Yeah, Amber. Okay, Amber. Watch a Michael J. Fox show and learn something, all right?
Right.
You jerk.
So, but anyway, the point is this, though. I just want to go back to one thing before we really dive into the Amber situation.
Before we start talking about The Good Wife previous season. I'll go there.
No, but so the thing is this. So Melissa gets mad that this guy, that Amber's husband, is saying these things. Cause she's like, you know, when, you know, we're like, you know, some, you know, our family's in a bad place and we're huddling around, you know, we're gathering around and we need to be there for each other, for family. And I'm kind of like, yeah, that's true. But like, don't forget the asshole who put you in that situation, you know, like they just, they keep on talking as if as if they've been brutalized. Like Hurricane Sandy has actually come back and targeted the Giudice home and torn it down, and now they've got to rally around them to rebuild. It's like, no, that's actually the exact opposite. It drives me nuts. It drives me nuts.
Yeah, that hurricane basically got you the money from victim's family to buy your wife a really expensive purse. You're really in no place to complain about it.
Yeah, and then Teresa's like, I don't want to have to move out of this house. Da, 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 da.
Oh, but yeah, that queen. Oh, good Lord. That queen who was a psychic. Ugh.
Oh, James Vanderpump.
Okay, and here's what I finally figured it out while I was watching this guy. I'm like, am I homophobic? What is it about these Bravo queens that pisses me off? I think the thing that makes me mad is they're so obsessed with the ladies' fame on these shows. I think that that's what gets me more than anything. Because they're so girly and they're like, ooh, someone on TV, ooh, girl, let's talk about your future, girl. It's like, shut up. It's like he wore his best, like, go-round vest for this. Get out of here.
Go-round vest. Didn't James Vanderprog have some sort of, like, legitimate career as a psychic? Does he have a TV show or
his
something?
His name, it was very familiar, and I was about to Google him, and then I was like, Ronnie, don't. But now I'm doing it.
Yeah,
what's his name?
Like James Vanderprog with like two A's, like very, very. It sounds like it's from the.
Yes,
sounds like it's from like the Benelux countries.
Oh God, and his like dyed mustache and his bad rug. Oh,
he looks like what's his face? What's the name of that guy who throws the confetti? You know him.
Ooh, girl. I'm sorry, I'm not answering, but I'm just clicking on a video. Because there's a video, when you look it up, it's really old, sorry. I'm new to the world. This is from 2008, but it's called Barbara Walters Exposes James Van Prague, Fraudster!
Huh, what are the odds?
Can you believe there are still idiots who believe this crap? That's what it says. And then the first comment is, I hope you're burning in hell, Sylvia Brown, you fraud. Van Prague and Edwards next, I hope. Oh, YouTube commenters. So anyway, sorry, little detour. But yeah, he's gross. I wouldn't.
Yeah, he's gross. And Teresa's sitting there crying, you know. I don't know. It's just like, you know, I really hate this, like, sympathetic edit that they're getting. But anyway, so back to Amber. So meanwhile, when Amber and Melissa were hanging out, they're talking about, you know, whatever, the twins. And Amber's like, yeah, well, so-and-so has been divorced for, like, you know, for a long time, long, long, long time. And, you know, I heard that maybe she was the one who broke up the family. You know, which.
Okay, I was going to ask you about that because I rewound it 3 times and I could not understand what they were saying. And I was going to rewind it again. And I was like, get a life. You're a grown man.
Yeah,
what
no,
did she say now? She said she's the one who broke up the family, meaning her own family.
Yeah, her own family.
She wasn't saying she wrecked someone else's family, right?
The statement was very open. Like it sort of implied that she was the one who cheated, but it also implied that maybe she was the one who asked for the divorce. Like, it could have gone in any different way. She probably shouldn't have said it. It was a very gossipy moment. She probably shouldn't have said it. But of course, Melissa then goes to the twins and she's like, well, Amber said that Nicole or Teresa, because I can't remember, broke up a family, which sounds actually way more malicious than what Amber said. But even though Amber was maliciously, like, rumor mongering, Melissa then took it and made it 10 times worse.
Yeah.
And then the twins were like, oh my God, we have to get out of here. Let's get some gas for the car. We got to go. We got to go. Let's drive. Let's drive
right
over
now,
there.
Right
I'm so
now,
mad.
I'm leaving my jeans and my t-shirt here. Pack them up for me. We got to go. We got to go. Cut the tag off this. Cut the tag. You still got my credit card on file?
Get me my Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Honey, come fill up the gas. We're in a hurry. It's an emergency.
I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Teresa, ugh. Teresa, have I ever said these things before to you, Teresa? Have I ever said this? I'm going to scream.
Oh, you're like, both awful. Shut up.
Get my culotta. I'm going to throw my culotta at her.
Oh, God. My culotta.
She's sipping a big, giant culotta the entire time, a Dunkin' Donuts culotta. You know, that's probably the name of one of their daughters. Like, and is my daughter culotta?
I need some protein for this fight. Give me a Go-Gurt. Hurry, honey. Run, 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 honey.
I see Isabella in the window. Thank God. It's a sign. It's a sign. It means that I'm not supposed to confront her here at home. I'm supposed to confront her with all the friends at the party. I'm sort of giving her a weird,
God,
like, Jersey
Boston
accent.
So these bitches are all ready to rumble, right? So Amber and the twins are ready to fight at the drop of a hat. They've been trying to start shit with Teresa and Melissa, yep. And no one's biting. Okay. Yeah. So now they're just like, oh, we can go at each other. And now they're going to be hating on each other the rest of the time. And we're never going to hear them stop yelling. They're going to be yelling from now until episode 37, which you know they're going to have of this year.
Yeah. Yeah. And meanwhile, Dino is basically like consoling Lexi because Lexi didn't get into NYU. Oh, well.
Yawn.
Why?
But why?
Why, Mom? Why?
Yeah. What did James von Prague have to say about that one?
He's like, she's going to get into some institution. There, I'm psychic.
He's like, I'll tell you this much. I don't know where that little bitch is going to school, but this new mustache dye is really giving me a head rush. Okay? That's what I'm predicting.
I still can't think of the guy. Rip.
Oh, Rip Torn. Rip Torn!
No, not Rip Torn.
Rip Van Winkle.
No, that's the name of the guy. Confetti gay guy. That's my Google search.
Isn't it Rip Torn? Oh, the guy from Hollywood Squares.
Rip Taylor.
You know what? I have a confession to make. What? I always thought it was Rip Torn. And Rip Torn is actually a legit actor. And whenever I see him, I'm like, wow, he can really butch it up.
No.
I've thought there for the longest time Torn that these two were the same.
First of all, Rip Torn is dead, I believe.
Well, Rip Taylor, King of Confetti, can't be far behind. I mean, Jesus Christ. I'm looking at him right now.
Oh, wait. Rip Torn, I think, is still alive.
Yeah, stop spreading rumors. Jesus. Guess who else is still alive? Morgan Freeman. And he's still putting me to sleep in movies. I saw Lucy the other day. He's like, the human species. 20 million years in the making. Like, shut up! Dude, get some energy in your voice. I'm going to sleep.
I can't believe you saw what happened in Jurors. That's basically it. I think we covered all the.
Oh, I wanted to say about this that it is the Real Housewives of Jersey. I get it, but this show's. I think one of the things that sets this show apart from the others is that this show really is heavy on husband material.
Yeah, yeah.
And I am starting to think they did not cast Amber because she's entertaining, because she's one of the worst human beings I've ever seen with no redeeming qualities so far. Except she can squirt babies out of her womb, which is apparently like a huge deal to her. But I think they cast her because her husband works for the DA that's probably going to prosecute Joe.
That's fine. That works for me.
These are sickos. I mean, those producers are sick bastards, and I love it. Nice job.
It works for me. I mean, look, why they cast Melissa? It's because Joe and Teresa had an issue, so.
Yeah. Yeah, so good for them. I love... What was Melissa talking about her job being before she found Joe? It was something ridiculous.
And I was stripper?
Like, she didn't mention that, but it was something entertain. I don't know. I don't know if I'm even remembering right. I'm just going to let that one drop.
Okay, sounds like you're misremembering.
I truly, in my heart of hearts, this is Game of Crowns now. I truly believe in my heart of hearts that I didn't do nothing. I didn't ever say that.
Oh, my God. Your Suzanne impersonation is the best.
And then husband's like, well, yeah, so you know what I'm saying, Stan, because I believe in my heart of hearts that, you know, she said that, right? I'm like, oh, my
That's
God.
That's a very serious allegation. It's a very serious accusation because I could lose my job over that.
Yeah, because that's good. What you said. Use guys. Ooh. I'm like, oh my God. He still says use guys? No.
Use.
He's hot though, right?
He's not as hot as the other like the personal trainer husband.
I know. I want those two to make out.
Yeah. So okay, so let's talk about Game of Thrones. So now we only watched the first episode because you know, I love the show, but I just didn't have time to watch the second episode. So I'm gonna probably watch that later today. But we can talk about the first episode.
I had a lot of negativity in my life this week, and I turned it on the other day, and I was like, I'm drawing a line. And actually, it's because it was after Real Housewives of Jersey, and there was, like, literally, I mean, granted, I had a little medical stuff flowing through my veins, but I was watching Jersey, and I was, like, feeling all this self-hatred flow over me, which really, I guess, probably has to do with my own self-hatred, because that was what I was feeling.
That's usually how it goes.
But it feels like that was just, like, you know, throwing gasoline on the fire. It was like making me hate myself more. I'm like, what am I doing with my life? I can't do this. These people are horrible. And it's like Game of Crowns. Dun, dun, dun. I was like, no, drawing a line. But I did watch the first episode with you, Ben. Or not with you, but like you, Ben.
Well, I love Game of Crowns. I think it's the funniest shit on TV. And honestly, to get back to the LOL thing, when Suzanne mentions that Isabella is going to be performing at a fashion show to sing, you know, her new song, LOL. I mean, this could have been Jennifer Coolidge in a Christopher Guest movie. I mean, it truly, that was an LOL moment. I actually paused the TV and I laughed. I was like, I pretended as if I had a friend. I pretended like either you or Michelle Collins was next to me. And I was like, no. And there was no one. It was like a pillow. I was talking to a pillow. I was like, this show is my everything. And then when we get to this fashion show that Isabella is the star of, it, like, we've seen a lot of bad fashion shows. We've seen a lot of real ghetto, cheap-ass fashion shows. I mean, anything that's on Married to Medicine or Real Housewives of Atlanta or The New Atlanta, anything from Atlanta, basically, we've seen it all. We've seen the worst of the worst. And this was a new level. This was like...
I mean, this even took the cake from the Almost Cancer fashion show.
Yeah. This was like... It was basically, you know, a bunch of, like, adolescent girls, which is fine. They look like they were having a great time. And to them,
yeah,
it was, like, the best.
Great. Yeah, they were so cute.
I mean, this – but just – it wasn't the fact that they were – that it was a bunch of little girls, because they were playing dress up and they were having the time of their lives. I was happy for them. But that – it was just in this, like, janky – you know, it was like a community house, you know? Like, it's one of those things where there's normally, like, little dances for sixth graders.
Where you have to, like, go in and sign up on the legal pad for your party time.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's clearly where this was. And the fact that Suzanne was saying there was, like, models gonna be there from New York or whatever, and it was just a bunch of, like, mommies sitting around.
She's like, well, you know, Isabella's the biggest model in New York. Like, she's got a huge modeling career in New York.
I'm like, what is she modeling?
So crazy.
Oh my goodness. And the girl, I mean, and okay, now here's the other thing. Yeah, this is gonna be a little dicey because Isabella is what, like, 6 years old or something. So far be it from me to make fun of someone who's under 18, a minor.
If you can text it to me and I'll say it.
No. But here's the thing, though. If you're going to start bragging about how your daughter's a model and this or that, like, the most polite way I can say this is that Isabella, to me, does not strike me as one who is really in model shape.
Well, maybe she's selling popsicles. Who knows?
All she's a kinds of popsicle girl. Model. She's a creamsicle model. She's a culotta model.
Buy one culotta and get one free for Bella.
Yeah, maybe it's like a Slurpee thing. Who knows? Like, with kids, it could be anything. Maybe she's modeling her own bracelets that she's selling out of the back of her mom's van. Who the fuck knows? But you gotta love Vanessa. She's like, well, you know, my daughter has, like, a multi-million dollar jewelry industry.
Suzanne.
Oh,
yeah.
Suzanne.
My daughter has a multi-million dollar jewelry industry. She's a top model in New York. She's won the piece.
Oh, my God. You know what just popped up on my screen? I love when shit like this happens during Watch What Crappens.
What?
I just got a notification that Mark Twain is following me.
He's like, I hear you're being very witty.
I feel that you're calling an 8-year-old a popsicle model. That's totally great American literature. I'm in.
Yeah.
Keep it coming, buddy.
I do love, though, that Suzanne calls Isabella, like, she has, like, a multi-million dollar jewelry line when, like, clearly it's just that, like, there's a family jewelry line and Isabella will be, like, the heir to it at someday. But now all of a sudden she has it. She's like, you know, you can imagine, like, if Isabella, God forbid Isabella were to play, like, Sim City, she'd be like, well, she's the mayor of a city now and the city's doing great. She's a great mayor.
There's, like, a little statue of her, like, sticking out her stomach and, like, having a lollipop in the town square. But, no, I think it's, like, legitimately her jewelry company, because she was D-list famous from Toddlers and Tiaras. I mean, she was on that show, like, 3 times. So her mom started the Housewives product, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, I think she has a real company, which makes it even more hilarious.
Either way, it's very LOL.
The best part of that was when she's practicing LOL, and she's coming down the runway, and the song is playing with, obviously, auto-tune. It's like, LOL, LOL. And Isabella's like, LOL, LOL, la, la,
she made Kim
la. It's like, oh, my God, it sounds like Gretchen.
She made Kim Zolciak sound like Beverly Sills. But the thing is that this girl also, before that, we saw that she was at a tea party at Lynn's house. Was it Lynn? Lynette? Lynn? What's her name? Yeah, Lynn Diamante.
Or whatever. Wait, what's her name?
Lynn Diamante, which is, like, the funniest name ever. Lynn Diamante. Like, she sounds like Well, I was going to say she sounds like she should be selling sunglasses, and that's exactly what she does. But the thing is, so Bella was like the Melania of this tea party. I mean, she was sticking her face in like sugar and everything. And Shelley's daughters are like perfect, and they are like well mannered, and they're like, maybe you should stop licking the centerpiece. It was like this girl.
She's like, could you please stop putting your tongue in the sugar?
Yeah, she was a disaster.
And Vanessa's like, yeah, that's my daughter. Whatever she does, she's hilarious. She just is who she is. I don't care. Like, oh.
Yeah, I know. I love that Suzanne's like, yeah, when she walks into someone's house, she doesn't care whose house it is. She just makes herself at home. She's just sort of hilarious like that. I'm like, no, that's actually rude.
Yeah, actually, I've said it on the show many times. As the great Bernie Mac once said, America, beat your children. There is no reason not to beat your children. My sister's daughter is like beating her. She's like beating her up. She's like tripping her. She's calling her names. She's being awful. I'm like, well, are you beating her yet? And she's like, no, that's abuse. I'm like, well, then deal with a brat. Good luck. Yeah. And if you want any more proof, I will show you this episode of Game of Crowns.
Look who's laughing now.
And that's, by the way, that's what's also funny is that this girl, this little girl, has this song that's like to all the haters out there, basically. But I'm like, what is she talking about? Like,
who hates her? She's adorable. Why would she have haters? Her mother's her mother must have a ton of them now.
Oh, yeah.
Because her mother's loco, and she's lies. She's such a liar, and she's on camera doing it. Like, lady, you don't think people are going to see you lying?
Well, why don't we get to the heart of this episode? Because we were just like focusing on Bella, and there was so much more that happened. It was basically like
making fun of a child. I get it, but God, I love that child. I loved her on Toddlers and Tiaras. I love her now. I'm gonna look up her jewelry, and I'm gonna buy me a bolo tie, y'all. I love that kid.
So okay, so I think what happened, there's a huge game of telephone because, as you remember last week, all the women sat down with Liha. And we're like, oh, yeah, your husband's out of control. And then Lynn's like, yeah, Suzanne said, yeah, and he threatened to kill Lynn's life, which threatened to kill Lynn. And then Lynn's like, yeah, no, he said it to me with her Botox lips, you know, about to fall off. So then Vanessa went and hung out with Leah. And by the way, Ryan and I are very proud to announce that Vanessa is following us on Twitter.
Oh my God, we're very proud to announce that we will probably have her on the show soon.
Oh my God, I cannot wait.
We can get that whole cast on the show, but I'm not sure because I was telling the producer, I was like, you know that we make fun of them and we called Vanessa a 100-footer and a from spacer, right?
And I said she looks like China. but she's hilarious.
She just wrote back, hey, we love your recaps. And that girl who writes the recaps is just as mean as me. So I'm like, all right, thanks for having a good sense of humor about it.
Yeah, I hope we get Vanessa on it. So anyway, so Vanessa meets up with Leah because Leah's getting ready for another pageant. What is it? Like Miss, it's like Mrs. like, it's like Mrs. Mulberry Lane. I don't know. They've got a pageant for everything. But Vanessa basically says to Leah, you know, I never heard Nick threaten Lynn's life. And so then Leah then goes and then think, oh, and then Vanessa goes. And on top of that, by the way, Suzanne was basically saying that Nick beats you. Vanessa just throws that in because why not? So then Leah and Nick have dinner with Suzanne and her husband. It's like the big meeting of the minds. And Vanessa and Suzanne keeps being like, well, we're Italian, so we can have dinner. Yeah, did I solve it all out? Whatever. And they kind of like...
Well, I love how all of these began, first of all. Like, the meeting between Vanessa and Manface was like, hi, oh, ooh. Do you want a muffin after you just lost 500 pounds? Are you sure? I've got some chocolate croissants too, girl. Okay, let's sit down.
Yeah,
your husband's abusive and everybody knows it. Whoa. Whoa, yep. Ladies. It's so junior league, you guys. I mean, I don't know how many of our listeners are in the junior league, but I grew up with my mother in it, and that's so... All they were missing was a box of Franzia. And then the next one was Lynn talking to... Who is Lynn talking to?
No, I think Lynn was talking to Shelley
the whole time she was talking.
Lynn's always pouting. Well, so what happens is this. So there's this, there is this dinner, and then it comes out then. So Leah tells Suzanne that she heard that she was spreading rumors about her being abusive, and Suzanne's like, I never said that. And then they kind of talked that. They kind of made a little bit of a peace, right? It wasn't as explosive as we thought it would be, right? And then Leah decides that Lynn is the one making up all the rumors.
Well,
so,
wait, we have to mention that during that dinner, abusive husband, which he probably is abusive, was sitting there being a dick the whole time. Like, well, that's what we heard that you said. You guys has been saying the blah, and that's what I knows. And then he's like twirling a steak knife, like threateningly. And even Susanna, who's never scared of anything, looked like a little terrified chihuahua at the pound. She's like,
you know, maybe something came out that I don't remember, but I swear to God, what my memory, and
he's like, yeah, nice memory, yeah.
And the other guy's like, hey, you know, we're Italian, and you know, we get heated, we say things.
I love that she's Vinny. Like, well,
you know, my husband may seem like he's a big old teddy bear, but no one messes with his woman. You better watch out.
And then they show then they show him, and he's just, like, eating all the breadsticks. He's like, yeah, we all get angry. We're Italians. Can I get some more olive oil for this? You got butter? Jesus. He's all sweating all over the table.
I know. So then, anyway, so then Leah goes and meets with Lynn Diamante. And
I
like,
really would appreciate if you pronounced her name properly. It's Laha.
Laha. Laha.
Laha.
Laha. So, and then it's just hilarious because then, again, they hash out everything. And so then Lynn, you know, the circle of pointing fingers continues because Lynn's like, well, just so you know, like, everyone was calling you a 40-footer and they were saying this. They said you wouldn't place and you wouldn't do this and you wouldn't do that. And she just basically, like, tears Leah apart, but all under the guise of saying what other people said. So Leah, like, leaves there in tears. And Lynn's just sitting
that
there.
That was so mean. That's what kills me about this one, that I'm not really totally on board. Like,
oh, they are the meanest.
The ones they're mean. I get that they're awful on all these shows. I get it. But this one, they're like, you're ugly. Like, who?
Yeah.
That's just.
No, this is the meanest of all the shows. And it's also the funniest, though, too. Because, I mean, look, Leah's not innocent. Leah's also nasty about these women. But.
I mean
you Lynn,
say that, but I don't remember ever seeing that part. Like when
she had a lot of passive. I remember in the first episode she had a lot of passive aggressive digs because I was watching it with Michelle, and we every time like there were a few times when Leah said things during the interviews, and like we paused and like looked at each other like this bitch, and then we resumed. Great story.
Okay, well I would say I would watch it again, but it hurts my feelings to watch this show. That said, I will watch the second episode, and I will also watch next week's because. I was like, well, I'm not watching this show. We're cutting it off the lineup. This is bullshit.
No.
I only have so many hours a week. And then I watched it. I was like, I laughed out loud like 5 times.
No. This show, if anything, it should be the show that we start with because it's my favorite show on Bravo right now. Although OC is really good too.
So,
OC's, I don't know. They're both like great to me.
I'm sorry. I'm looking for batteries in my thing. My trackpad's dying, you guys. What am I going to do? But I did want to ask you, there's been a lot of discussion online. Like, since I got rid of my cable, I don't know what's on TV anymore, which is crazy. Because I never watched commercials anyway, but I guess I would see stuff as I was fast-forwarding. And I don't know what the frick is on TV. Bravo doesn't even announce shit. They just, like, put it on. So, is Below Deck back?
It's coming back in, like, 2 weeks. And also, Bravo is starting to – Bravo is airing The Real Housewives of Melbourne now. But I don't.
Christ.
We're not going to cover. It's just too much. We can't cover it. But I may watch it because it does look hilarious. But
I heard it's really good.
All right, so maybe we'll watch it. I don't know. I don't know if we'll cover it. There's just too much.
I think we can actually watch those on YouTube, so that'll make it easier for me to be on board. But I mean, if we're going to do Below Deck 2, yeah, that's too much.
No, I think we have to.
I need something with men being mean to each other because this women thing, I'm like, come on, women.
Oh,
like, honestly, if
so
I had
good.
A vagina, I'd punch myself in it at this point. Like, let's get it together and be nicer. Like, I don't say, like, we all have to be bra burning and stuff like that, but God, it's like, let's get. I just want to, like, lead women to band together and, like, demolish men like they fucking deserve, you know? Stop taking everybody's crap, but you got to stop. Giving each other crap first, guys. It's like being in a gay bar, you know? Like, why can't we be nicer to each other too, gay people? That's it. I'm giving up my life now, and I'm going to do something for other people. I'm going to band gays and women together. Bye.
And that's the perfect segue to go into the Real Housewives of New York reunion.
Oh, okay. I can totally wait to be a good person till later. So, another one. Didn't do well in the ratings. We've already discussed that. Still very upset because this was one of the most entertaining seasons, and I hate
so
New
good.
York. I've never liked a season of New York until this one because normally it stresses me out and they're so mean. But this one, I loved it. I thought it was so funny the whole way through. I loved, loved, loved it.
Yeah, I was a big fan. I mean, I think the season slowed down a little bit towards the end, but great season. And also, highly entertaining reunion. I don't know where to start. Like, because I watched it just before this podcast, and I can't even remember any of it because
okay,
there was so much.
Let's start it like Andy starts every reunion. Okay. Hi, Lillian.
Hi, Kristen. New boobs.
Hi, Kristen. Oh, plastic surgery. Boobs. Look at your new boobs.
Such an asshole.
Hi. Yeah, he's so great. Hi, Ramona. Hi,
Hi
Heather.
Andy. Hi, Andy.
Ugh, he's awful. And then I love that Heather's like in her urban speak. It's like, hi, And.
Hi, And. What you thinking about?
Hi, Hand, Mama.
I find it laughable that you would say hi to me. I find it laughable, motherfucker. Hey, Mama.
Hey, Mama.
Mama, I find it laughable that you would say hey, Mama, back to me.
Yeah, and I love that they started off with the boobs and that she's like, oh, yeah, they're from my husband. Oh. God, your ugly husband who complains about your pooch on national TV. Well,
and
glad that's working out for you.
And then Andy's like, a lot of women thought that your tagline was disrespectful. She's like, no, it's just a joke. I'm like, shut up, Kristen. You know what, Kristen? I really liked you in the beginning of the season, and I still actually do like you. But you just for once say, yeah, you know what? It probably wasn't the smartest tagline. It was, you know, it does kind of demean me now that I think about it.
Well, she's ridiculous, and I love that the whole Josh billboard thing. Have you seen the billboard? Did we talk about this last week?
I think her sticking
her finger in her mouth. I'm like,
yeah.
Who does that? Why
I don't
is
even
that
know what
billboard?
E-Boost is. By the way, they talked so much about E-Boost, I still don't even know what it is.
It's like an energy.
Sorry.
Thing.
I'm sorry. You know what? That's bad marketing. You know what? You know what? If you know what you should do? You should put a big letter E, and you should put it on a booster chair. Then you know, okay, it's E-Boost. You know what it does.
It's a booster chair that babies sit in that's connected to the internet. So when it's time for them to go poop, you know
I'm
what's
sorry.
Happening.
I'm sorry.
E-Boost, natural energy, green tea, vitamins. E-Boost, the most loved energy supplement, now in four delicious flavors. Super berry, orange, pink lemonade, and my wife's the C-word.
Yeah.
yes, that's E-Boost. I don't know why the poster was her with her finger in the mouth, but it really doesn't make me want to drink it.
No, I don't like any of that shit anyway.
Yeah, it's all bullshit.
The only boost I need is cocaine. Just
Amen,
kidding.
Amen, brother. A little meth goes a long way. Who needs teeth? Half the work in this town is done with your gums anyway. I don't need
yeah.
damn teeth. Get me some meth. Get thin yeah. over here.
So, first of all, I was very happy that Luann was on the couch. I mean, it's so funny that she's not an official cast member. And it's funny that Sonia hurled that in her face because Luann is so obviously a cast member. I mean, she was on the couch the entire time. Featured players or friends of, usually they come out on the couch for a little bit, then they go away. But Luann's was there the whole time.
Yeah. It's fucking Luann. Oh my
they better God. Make her a cast member again next season.
Oh, my God.
Luann was killing it this reunion. She was killing it.
Can I ask you a question that has nothing to do with Housewives? I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
But it's important. Okay, you know how I just ride a scooter now? There
yeah.
is a lease transfer for a smart car, and it's only $144 a month. Should I do it or not? But it's
well,
a smart car. I mean, do I even need a car?
Here's the thing. You are always changing vehicles, so you're going to do it regardless of what I say.
No,
but
I
then,
won't. I'll listen to you. You tell
so
me.
So here's the thing with the scooter. I think scooters are dangerous, so I don't think you should be in one, but you did look adorable on it, and you seem to be really enjoying it. So
I love it. Well, I'm keeping the scooter, but I guess I just still need it, right?
Well, you know, have you been to the rainy season yet?
Oh, wait, $1,200 due at transfer. Never mind. Okay, that's solved.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get back to talking
not so
about
smart
the bitches
car.
On TV. So, yeah, not so smart, right? Smart car, stupid driver.
Zing.
Also, that's even gayer than my Fiat, the smart car.
You know what you can do, Ronnie? You can come over and we can play Grand Theft Auto 5, and there's a smart car that you can drive in that, and that will take care of that.
I'm too lazy to play that game.
Oh, you? I would love to watch you play that game. I think it'd be
hilarious.
Drive
all over the. I'm too lazy to even get out of the car.
No, you can take a cab
from the hookers I just ran over.
You can take a cab in the game if you want to get somewhere quickly. You can hail a cab and just have it take you someplace.
Oh, okay, I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so hi, and okay, what did I write? New boobs to offset her pooch for her ugly husband. Oh, Carol's ass. Okay, let's talk about not only Carol's ass but Carol.
Okay.
Carol looks like when the end of September hits Whole Foods. And there's all those pumpkins piled up on top of each other outside with some corn glued to the tops. What the fuck, Carol? Jesus.
You know, oddly enough, I remember the rumors were saying that Carol looked crazy. I didn't mind the way she looked, to be honest.
She looks like one of the skin suits from Silence of the Lambs.
What the fuck, man? She looked like an old drag queen trying to dress like 1990s Jennifer Aniston.
Her face looked like it was drawn on a piece of cardboard, cut out, and put on a chicken neck. What the fuck? Okay, look. First of all, I didn't think her face actually looked that bad. It was, I think, maybe the makeup and the neck. I don't know. It feels bad to Andy talking about everybody's plastic surgery because it's gross, and I actually like Carol, but that was just not a good look. Maybe it's the blonde hair. I don't know what it is, but I was like, no! It's like when you're rooting for LeBron James, and then he's just, like, walking down the field. Like, it's just a game, man.
I don't understand this concept of rooting for LeBron James.
I don't either, but...
That was a sports reference to show that I don't like LeBron James.
It's because I was working for a little while at a place with a lot of TVs, and so I saw a lot of sports things, and I'm still horrified by them. Like, stadium football? What the fuck? That's a thing.
Yeah.
There's Trello this new kind of soccer where people wear big bubbles, and they just run at each other and bump into each other. That's a thing now.
Can I tell you something? Okay, this is a side note. This is another tangent about, like, sports watching and gays. So, as you know, I actually do enjoy watching certain sports. And
water sports. What?
Water sports. Hey. One time I was walking down the street, and there's this guy who has a very prominent gay sports blog. And he was with a friend of mine. And so I was trying to make – and every time I met him, I've always thought he was, like, not the best. And so one time we started talking, and I tried to make chit chat, and I thought I would, like, connect with him in a certain way. And so I mentioned about there's a wide receiver on the Giants named Victor Cruz, who I think is very attractive. And I'm like, I made some reference. I was like, well, not as hot as Victor Cruz, sort of like an am I right moment. And this guy who runs the sports blog, the gay sports blog, which is all about, like, accepting that gays like sports, he goes, Victor Cruz? I'm like, you know, from the New York Giants. He goes, he's like, no, I know who that is, but why would you know who that is? And I was like, fuck you. I'm like, I don't know why I'm telling this story, but I just felt like it had to be, like, put out there. Like, the person who's, like, has a blog about, like, accepting that gays are not just, like.
Oh, my God, because the most gay-hating people are other gay people. Like, listen exactly. to this podcast. All we do is rag on gay people. Every time a gay person comes on our TV, we're like, ew, gross, man. It's like.
Well, because
so
they are all
hating. No. I mean, what the frick?
But I mean, isn't that crazy that the guy who runs a site that's all about casting gays in a different light, like, then refuses to? He suddenly is like, well, why would you know who that is? I was like, it was the most offensive thing I've ever heard from a gay person.
Yeah, when I came out as gay, I was so excited to be part of the gay community, and then I realized they're also human beings whom I hate. So I'm really on the fence with the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I think my hatred for humanity overtakes my love for gays. it's like the hatred wins. Sorry, I'm trying to be more positive. I'll light an abundance candle.
So anyway,
fucking used smart car. Jesus, that car is so gay. It's gonna suck a dick while I drive down the street. It's gonna crash.
I love that you just said I'm gonna light an abundance candle. Let's talk about Sonia for a second. Okay, so Sonia was, I mean, she is so. Delusional. And in fact, when finally someone compared her to Grey Gardens, and she's like, well, you know, those women were, like, very sweet and very nice, whatever. And then Luann's like, they were mentally ill. It's perfect.
This reunion had me dying. I was howling at this because they were all being so funny. First of all, Sonia is so cute. Like, I don't look at Sonia as, like, she's local, okay? She's loca. But I don't look at her as being evil. Like, the rest of them are just pretty much evil, right? Well, Carol, I don't think is evil. Most housewives are evil, right? They get to be evil. I don't think Sonia's evil at all. I just think she's a weirdo, you know?
Yeah, and no, she's just delusional. Crazy. She's delusional.
And having Andy, like, actually try to make her name what businesses she had was killing me. Because every time he did it, she's like, well, you know, I'm a lifestyle guru. And he's like, what? When did that happen? She's like, well, I find homes for rich people. They're like, yeah, that's a real estate broker. And she's like, well, but did you flip a house for $100,000? They're like, what? Like, what are you not? Nothing connects. It's just,
well,
like,
you know, clearly
she throws out.
Well, clearly she probably has some friends, and the friend's like, oh yeah, I'm looking at this apartment. Want to come look it out? Look at it with me. She's like, sure. She probably goes along. She's like, oh yeah, this is nice. I like the windows here. And now all of a sudden she's a lifestyle guru because she's like lent her opinion to something.
Oh my God. She's so crazy. I love it.
Beyond crazy. And then
like,
we start with her investments.
I'm used to living off of my investments because when I was younger and I was a model, I would take all of that money and then I would invest it. And so managing all of my employees, like financial advisors, the lawyers,
the judges. Like, even Andy was like, they're not your employee, or Luann especially, like, those aren't your employees.
Well, especially the judge.
I know, that was the craziest part when you said the judge. I know, but I loved how, like, as she's like listing all the things that she's done, like at any given time, various people would like quietly monitor the other one, being like, I never heard about it. She was a model, or I thought she was in San Pietro when she met her husband. I thought she was like, everyone was like, wait, what? What? Across.
No, they were even worse. They were like, I thought she was a hostess.
Yeah. Even like the cameramen were like, what? I thought that she lived in upstate New York.
She's so crazy. And I love her trying to explain her 40 employees thing. And she's like, well, you know, I've got an esthetician, a face person, and a pickle. And Andy's like, pickles? She's like, yeah.
And she's like, and we don't have hot water because it's an old house and the pipes have to be redone. And da, da, da. I was like,
didn't they just show you saying you can't afford it? Like, it's too expensive, so you don't have it. She's like, no, that's the pipes.
Like, how does she not have hot water? I mean, that's just, I mean, she's got to get out.
If anybody needs hot water, it's Sonia. I mean, unless she's like taking that money that she would have been spending it and bought a bunch of hydrogen peroxide to shove up her cooch. She needs hot water. ASAP.
She definitely does.
And some bleach.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know what was also funny was that. You know what was funny, too, is that when they asked her about what the sex was like with that 22-year-old, I mean, she obviously had not had sex with him. And she was trying to, like, squirm out of it. She's like, well, you know, I don't talk about that. You know, let's just say he's a good dancer. I'm like, you're not answering. Like, you clearly never had sex with him, and he was clearly there just to be on TV.
Which one was the 23-year-old? Oh, the one that Ramona told his mother or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, that kid was probably just trying to be an intern.
Yeah.
Poor Sonia. But yeah, she took a lot. And I mean, I think Sonia's so nice. And the ladies were really mean to her. I guess because Luann's got a bug up her ass. Like, who cares if she likes Ramona more than you? Like, what are you, 12?
Well, it's the same thing. You know, you have to also wonder, you know, they're also mad at Aviva for not going on this trip. But how many of them actually would have wanted Aviva to be there? They're so mad. But do any of them want that? Like, who would want Aviva there?
I don't even think they're mad that she wasn't there. They're just calling her out on her lies. They don't want her there. They're just calling her out on it because she's such a freaking liar about it. You know?
Oh, my God. And she wouldn't even, like, you know, she wouldn't admit that she's being hypocritical by saying shut the fuck up in front of the kids after she had told after she had just told what's her face Kristen to keep it PG. I mean, she couldn't even admit to that on the reunion. I mean, it's the smallest thing. She couldn't even admit to it.
Yeah, she's full of shit but hilarious.
Oh my God, totally hilarious.
Aviva had me on the floor like a zillion times during this. Her lies were hilarious, her reactions to everything. The fact that the editors just kept throwing in her face in the beginning is like every other shot was Aviva making a roll eyes face or a like incredulous face. So funny. I really hope she's back next year. I doubt she will be, but I really hope she, well, maybe none of them will be. Who knows? But
yeah.
I love that Ramona, when it came to the fight in Montana with Ramona and Kristen, and Ramona threw the glass at her. She's like, I did not throw a glass. It was plastic. It wasn't glass. And blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, she was like, blah, blah, blah. And then Heather's like, well, when you threw the glass, she's like, no, she's like, please don't use that word. Please don't use that word. You know what? It wasn't glass. It was plastic. And Heather's like, well, what am I supposed to call it? It's a plastic what? And she's like, glass. But don't say glass.
She's like, it's a plastic-shaped glass.
That was you know what?
Response. I wrote it down. I was like, what?
Plastic-shaped glass.
Yeah, a glass shaped like plastic. What the fuck? Okay, Ramona, thanks. And what was the thing with Ramona where she started going on this tangent of I knows? She was going, I know I can have a big mouth. I know that sometimes I can say things that offend people. I know that
I know.
Sometimes this. I know that I know. Sometimes it rains outside. There's no umbrellas. I know.
Like, I know.
Oh, my God. Count the I knows.
I'm sorry. Turtle time just means I'm having a good time, okay? I know I'm unfiltered, okay? But you know what? My father was unfiltered too. And I'm sorry. I have to be unfiltered as well. I can't help it, but that's the way my father is.
I know I can't ever film in an Italian restaurant. I know that my father threw spaghetti at my mother's head. I know that it traumatized me. I know that if we were doing this outdoors right now where there were trees, I would be crying right now. Okay? Okay.
I know. I know that I could be doing something like making amends with Geraldine Parsons Smith. I know, but I'm not. Okay? I can't think about my father throwing spaghetti at my mother anymore because it's too difficult for me. Okay? So Mario and I are just going to go home and talk things out.
One time when I was a little girl in the Berkshires, that the Dr. Atkins diet was just coming out and everybody was only eating protein and my family loved pasta. And so we gave up pasta and my mom was so upset about it. And instead, she learned how to make pasta out of zucchini. And so one night, we were having zucchini strings, and my mother asked my father if he paid the car insurance, and he threw a zucchini spaghetti at her head. And now I can't eat zucchinis or spaghettis. Okay.
One thing you may not know about me is actually that when my father once threw spaghetti at my mother, she was so upset, she couldn't even say, ow. All she could say was, oh. And then my father said, you know what? That would be a great soup, spaghetti-o. So now I can never have spaghetti-os because it reminds me of my father throwing spaghetti at my mother. And you know who the CEO of spaghetti-os is? It's Geraldine Parsons Smith. Another reason.
Oh, this reminds me for so. I guess because we're on a tangent, but this reminds me of Sonia. When she finally started getting offended about all of her employees. And she's like, you don't know. You don't know what I do to help children. Runaways, homeless children, LGBT, AIDS,
like Mother Teresa in Great Gardens over there. Like she's actually like, you know what, she's actually become Miss Havisham. She just sits there in her old weird estate and like Runaways, like Pip, come over to her. And yes, I am going on a Charles Dickens Great Expectations tangent, but I don't mind because it works.
She's like, listen here, you're going to need to keep those flies on your face outside, all right? I don't have money for an exterminator, okay? Get out of here, needy children.
Yeah, what does she do? She gives them, like, she gives away toaster ovens to the poor.
She's hilarious, man. Okay, what else happened in this? I have my judge concernings. I wrote down concernings.
Kristen was annoying about something. I forget what it was, but she was annoying about something. I don't know.
The ladies on the Luann couch. First of all, you know, Bravo, you're really uncool. You used Luann in every episode pretty much this season once you finally showed her. She's been there for everything. She's a full-time member at the reunion, and you still won't put her in the credits. That's not cool.
I know.
That's not bullshit. Nice.
Exactly.
Although I am thankful I didn't have to watch the demise of Jacques and Luann.
Yeah, I was happy for that, too. And I also like that the way that Luann defended herself against the facialist when she was like, Jacques was very tall and my ex was 6'2". So I don't like short Frenchmen. I like tall Frenchmen, ideally if they look like a pirate.
Well, the best is going to be when they tell off Ramona, which will probably be in part 6 of the reunion. But when Andy is like making her talk about Mario.
Yeah, and he's like, I won't show another package. I'm like, oh, suddenly Andy like digs his heels in the ground.
Yeah. For a sec.
For a sec, at least.
So what else? Are we done with this week?
I think we're done.
Anything else happens?
We're done.
I have no more notes. I'm done with notes.
I'm done. Wait, it just occurred to me. You're recording this, right? I am not. I did not press record.
I thought this was your week.
Don't you say that.
Just kidding.
Yes. Phew.
I have recorded all 122 minutes of this lovely chat we just had with each other.
Jeebus. All right.
Not 122 minutes.
I know.
an hour and 22 minutes.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, let's wrap it up then.
Which is the same thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's 100 minutes
God,
in an hour.
I'm really
right?
a sad person.
This is a Melania Giudice moment.
I'm too stupid for a smart car. Okay, everybody. So that will do it for today. I would like to thank everybody on our Facebook page because you guys have been really funny today. I'm going to try and read a really funny comment from here. Hold on, let me see.
Read one.
Please do a Sony employee rant. I checked Craigslist for judges between jobs to employ. Nothing. That's for Denisha. Oh, I did want to mention also Brandy Glanville has a new wine. So let's all try and come up with a name for it.
Skank.
My personal favorite is Slag and Slurp, but I don't know about you. You can find us. I might put that on our Facebook to name it. But anyway, tweet it at us. That'll be fun. We're at What Crappens. And on Facebook, we're at facebook.com/WatchWhatCrappens. Thank you guys for making us laugh this whole time we recorded reading your stuff. You can find Ben at bsideblog.com or on any social media outlet at bsideblog. Me, Ronnie Karam, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TrashTalkTV.com has a lot of really funny recaps. You can find my YouTube parody videos of Big Brother this season every Friday at YouTube.com/TrashTalkTV, TeeVee. And that'll do it. Until next week.
Yeah, I'm going to go off onto Sonia's yacht. And I would invite the rest of you guys to come. But as Aviva says, you're all kind of like rookies. So you don't really know what you're doing. So
and you don't want to embarrass yourself in front of P. Diddy.
No, you definitely don't want to do that. He'll be on Sonia's yacht.
Totes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody. All right. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you later.
Bye. Bye. Later. Later. Holla.
Later. Holla, ants.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.